I think another issue too is that, generally speaking, like an ordinary healthy human mind is a relatively resilient thing. So like you can be injured, you can like break your iPhone, you can fail a class, not get into the college you want, you know, be cheated on or dumped by a loved one. Like, you, generally speaking, you can go through these things and be okay. But there are like some events that require like some deliberate introspection. And it could be like the, like especially around death or like serious loss, where you won't actually, like you won't, you can't get there automatically. Like, you have to sit and figure out like, okay, what's happening, you know? One of the nice things about drugs and stuff is that they work so well. Oh my God, it is a magic short-term button to not give a fuck about whatever is stressing you out. Drinking, but that pathway is like so strong that like when you start doing that one or two times, the temptation is always there to keep pushing the button. And obviously this doesn't work in the long term. You don't do the work to figure out what the issue is. And then, yeah, you can get stuck in that spiral for a long, long, long time.
Hutch can't fathom that there might be some statement, some joke.
Google CEO tells graduates they're all getting replaced in front of their faces.
Hutch can't...
Watch this first. Okay.
Hutch can't fathom that there might be some statement, some joke that I could easily say that's antisocial, that's weirdo behavior, but also say I don't think there should be any rules against that, and I'm not going to personally condemn it. One, because this is a witch hunt for no reason, for like nothing.
Look, you can hang out with whoever you want to hang out with, and you can excuse whatever kind of behavior you want to excuse. You're an adult. I am not trying to censor you or deplatform you or do whatever you want, but like the way that you guys have been coming after me for the last year, and then just to like read in plain language how you operate behind the scenes, and it's all just such a fucking farce. You're all...
You said it was almost identical to this guy's.
Joy.
Oh, okay. That's a take. Oh, and he plays League. Major yikes.
All psychotic, and you debase yourself, bringing my sister into it. You demonstrate that what kind of character you have. It's plain for everybody to see, and you know, they can decide for themselves if they think that this is like normal, okay behavior.
I know that there are downstream negative consequences of trying to police speech like this in any serious way, and I'm not willing to entertain them.
What do you think I'm trying to do, JStock, if you're still watching this, buddy? I don't know what you think I'm trying to do. I mean, I'm not trying to get you kicked off Discord. I'm not trying to, get you banned off the internet. Do whatever you want to do. I have some thoughts, given the thoughts that you've shared about me.
They'll take my free speech from me over Hutch's dead sister's body, okay?
There you go. There you go. Okay. Double down. Triple down. Go for it, man.
One thing that's hard to make people understand is that the issue, too, isn't the fact that, I don't know what Hutch will focus on this video, is that like people are making unhinged comments or crazy comments or disgusting comments or whatever. It's the amount of them over weeks, months, years is like the kind of the crazy part.
If somebody were like actually to say, well, you made these jokes and I can't watch you anymore, I'd go, understandable, but I don't know how you made it this long. You know what I mean? I'd be like, understandable, I just have...
He's like, I've always been a piece of shit. Didn't you know that by now?
No idea how you got here to this point. I understand that there are jokes like that, that I could still, you know, you could joke in that same concept and it could just be a fucking banger that I could find hilarious, right?
I mean, there might be some limited contexts. Is there a plural version of context where, like, I might even joke about, like, death and things that are morbid or whatever. But these aren't jokes. Like, you're coming, like, your Discord mod is coming to my chat and then spamming it. Like, and it, like, to be clear, they were spamming some they were combining, like, because obviously I'm, like, open about addiction stuff. So this person was coming in my chat and saying, Hutch abused his dying sister when he was drunk. Like, he combined like two things and kept on like spamming that. We're not joking. That's not like private edgy jokes in a private Discord. He said it was like my fault. Yeah. Well, listen, I guess it's...
The real issue is the coordination in conjunction with everything else. Yeah, well, it's the coordination and the overtime. Like, if people coordinated for one thing or something, then maybe, but it's the months and years of this shit. It's like crazy.
Possible that I was the reason why my you know, 39-year-old sister got a pancreatic cancer diagnosis. Maybe it's my fault. I don't know the science behind that, but entire internet.
Well, like, I just don't know. Does Hutch think that he's not in the spaces?
What happened to these guys not interacting with their lol cow? This is not lol behavior. This isn't like Kiwi Farms behavior or lol cow behavior. These guys are doing something else. Even in my thread, that's not like Kiwi Farms behavior. I don't try to defend Kiwi Farms, but just it's so far beyond what you would ever see, even on Kiwi Farms.
Is this where this shit happens?
I'm not
so nice that you can now read the board. Yeah, that's why it's there, okay.
Not. I'm simply not.
Like, and I... I just don't get it. He thinks he doesn't have anything to do with this.
I don't. If you're using this kind of language. Oh.
The lighting on you is too cool. You should warm it up a bit. I mean, I can, and I thought of, I think it's at 56 right now, but like, I am pale. I'm just a pale person. So I don't want to like, look at me. Ah, it is Esteban Cubano Destiny. Like that's, I mean, I'm a vampire real life. I'm very, very, very pale. So no offense, but Hutch sympathy mogs the shit out of you, homie. Fuck you, bitch. I'm going to cry this stream twice.
He's not in the spaces where this shit happens.
I'm not. I'm simply not.
Like, and I just don't get it. He thinks he doesn't have anything to do with this.
I don't. If you're using...
Oh, I don't know if he'll bring it up, but they've workshopped this new talking point about me doxing or whatever Wicked Supreme, and they're like, Wicked Supreme is your best friend, Hutch. Wicked Supreme is your best friend. How could you possibly be ever even looking at any of these things when Wicked Supreme is your best friend? I don't know where they got this talking point from, or if Wicked is friends with any of these people anymore. I literally have no idea, but that's just like the new thing they've been pushing.
Using this kind of language over politics, man. Get a grip. Sort it out, mate.
It's so fucking crazy to me. Like I said, it's just he can't differentiate between the principle and like basically saying I don't like antisocial behavior, but I'm not gonna try to, you know, say it puts people outside of society. Oh.
Stop saying you don't like antisocial behavior in between two jokes about my dead sister, you fucking fraud.
Yeah, we were left wondering for a little while yesterday. Exactly who.
Do you cover Trump or less Trump because it's boring? Like all media coming out of the administration is less than 100 words used. I mean, it's just like it's just bad thing after bad thing after bad thing after bad thing. What do you want me to say? This whole the fucking retirement fund thing for people that want to destroy the United States that they just made for $1.77 billion that expires on December 1st, 2028. By the way, it's like a fucking joke. Yeah.
Between two jokes about my dead sister, you fucking fraud.
Yeah.
And then blocking the IRS from auditing him and his family members and anybody even associated with him forever is just like a fucking joke.
Stop saying you don't like antisocial behavior in between two jokes about my dead sister, you fucking fraud.
Yeah, we were left wondering for a little while yesterday exactly who had written this horrible, what can only be described as linguistic terrorism, okay? The amount of damage that this must have done to Hutch is innumerable.
The thing is that's not registering for these guys is... It didn't, like, when I tell you that, it did not affect me one way or the other. Like, it didn't, like, I don't know, they're going for some, like, deep...
Oh, God. What is he doing? I didn't see this. It didn't affect him one way or the other. What the fuck are you doing? You are inviting some terrible, terrible shit. This is some Chibi Review shit right now. What in the fuck is your problem? Oh, this doesn't even affect me one way or the other. Hutch is, like, actually creating a summoning circle. He's gonna summon some demons that he has no idea about, okay? What are we doing here, man?
I was just trying to say that if you say it's not having a severe negative impact on your emotional being, that it's gonna make people try harder, or...
Are you serious? So you're saying, Hutch, that I don't have to worry about your mental state whatsoever, no matter...
Sneako's on Twitter saying you are view-botting, but is your DGG embed sourced from Kick or YouTube? I don't know which it is. I'm not trying to be, like, a fucking special snowflake, but I sincerely believe I am probably one of the only influencers at my size who has never botted anything in their entire life. I think I'm probably literally one of the only people. I think Sneako, so like for instance, Sneako's Instagram is 100% botted. Well, wait, unless he changed it, wait. Oh wait, is he banned from Instagram? Didn't Sneako have like 2 million followers or something? Like these guys view bot everything. But this is why, like does Sneako really have over 1 million followers on X and like just at 1 million too? I don't know. I just don't know if I believe it. This is why every time I go to another platform, the viewership is always pretty good. I'm sorry. I don't know why I just hedged that. This is why when I go to other platforms, the viewership is always stellar. And it seems like when other people go to other platforms that they're not directly viewbotting, they just can't bring any viewership to it. So, I mean, but I don't know, whatever. Think what you want about whatever I do. I show up to my real life events. I can bring out hundreds of people for canvassing. I can do flash fucking... What didn't I tweet out something? There's not going to be footage of this because I don't know if I streamed any of it. Where I tweeted out that I was in Stockholm. And then in like an hour, if people wanted to meet at a Starbucks, I could do like a signing. And I think like 70 fans showed up. I don't even know if there's video footage of this anywhere. I don't know. But I'm just saying like it's... who's that? I don't know. If they want to think of you about it, think of you about it. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. Why? Like, okay.
No matter what I say.
On this front, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Or for the Israel meetup? I was like, I feel like I'm Israel's strongest fucking Western lefty defender right now. So I'm going to get like 100 fans. I'm pretty sure like 400 people showed up to that. That was crazy.
I had Gantz and Lapid lined up, but and Bennett.
Bro, walking. This is after I think I've been answering questions for a while. When I was walking to this and me and Lonerbox turned the corner and there was like, I was like, holy shit, is there an event going on or something? This is even towards the end. This isn't even at the start. I don't know if there's footage at the start. There were like hundreds of people. Oh no. I think this person fucking hates me now. There were a few people. I did have some fans that were like the mega Zionists. I think she was one of them, I think. I don't want to misquote her. And everybody that was like the mega Zionist people, they fucking hate me.
Hutch, that I don't have to.
I don't think you're butting at all. I just wanted a defense to yell back at them. We are your warriors in the field. I mean, I have an embed. You can say that. I have a site that people watch on. And there's an embed there. But I mean, like, these people all view bot. So, I mean, what do you want to say?
Summoning circle. He's going to summon some demons that he has no idea about, okay? What are we doing here, man? Are you serious? So you're saying, Hutch, that I don't have to worry about your mental state whatsoever, no matter what I say.
On this front, no. You could not possibly affect my, like, emotional state around that. It's just, it is not possible. I think it's relevant because you guys think you're these, like, virtuous online warriors. And you have no fucking concept of,
yeah.
Like, it doesn't occur to you that, like, you know, Dazudani said, like, are we the baddies? Like, that doesn't occur to you. It's just like,
yeah.
What's the phrase? There's no bad tactics, only bad targets or something.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm saying that right. You present yourselves as, like, you're so fucking, and it's all, like, very obsessed with, like, particular people. Like, I don't think you really give a fuck about me. I'm just, like, a proxy for, like, Destiny or Ethan or whatever. But your whole thing is, like, they're so immoral. They're such awful pieces of shits. And then in your spiral, you become these, like, little fucking antisocial monsters. And I think it's relevant considering that you guys have been like spamming my feed with this shit. And I think when people see this like behavior, they'll come to their own conclusions about it. But like, I think the behavior speaks for itself. But how could you possibly hurt me around that? Like, do you have any fucking concept of like what that experience is like? I'm torn right now. Like, I don't know how much I want to share. How do you even describe an experience like that? You get first it starts with a phone call and you get a phone call from your mom, and your mom tells you that your sister might have cancer. It might be pancreatic cancer. And I don't know anything about pancreatic cancer. And so you look it up and it's like a fucking 95% mortality rate. And this is literally immediately after she just had her only baby. And so you're just like, time stops and you can't even process the information you're hearing.
There is like a very weird, I've always said this, that like if you watch like gore videos and shit, everything is so much more dramatic in movies or TV shows. But like, if you look at people in real life, the reactions are so muted compared to what you would expect. I don't know if that's like a human defense mechanism processing thing. Like, you can't afford to freak out all the fucking time. But getting some piece of like catastrophic news, time just kind of like ticks forward and you really just start to go through the motions on everything. Like, it's a very weird experience. I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah. So like, hey, you know this? And it's like, okay. And what do we do next? And like, you just, it'll hit you later, but geez, it's a not a ordinary experience.
How do you react to that? It's just, everything stops. That was a turning point in my life. Like,
I think it depends on the person. Some people reflexively cry. Oh, that's fair, actually. I should say that. I'm sorry. Maybe different people respond to different things in different ways. So, sure.
There was me before that experience, and then there was me after that experience. And they're very different people, because how could it not change you? And then come to find out, at that point, they knew that she had pancreatic cancer, but they didn't want to tell us because it was around the holidays. It was Christmas. And Tiff didn't want to ruin people's Christmas. And that makes me sad, because I wish I would have known. I wish I would have just known.
I wish that... Sorry, hold on. Now I'm pivoting so hard. I wish more people understood this, okay? That woman did a video about the fan meetup and said that before going, she didn't really know who you were, but went because she saw you popping off on Twitter, but she left with the impression that you were a crazy leftist. For my view on Israel-Palestine in ordinary Israel politics puts me like pretty significantly to the left of that society. Although these days now, because of where the conversation is, I think a lot of people now would actually agree with me and they would say, well, of course, that's true. That's why 95% of Israeli Jews are responsible for the current genocide, need to be killed or whatever. Right. Yeah. Somebody said, are you speaking from experience? I think the craziest pieces of news that I've ever had where I had that kind of like feeling was like, Jesus Christ. One is when we found out my kid's mom, Rachel, had fucking stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. I just can't even imagine. She was like 23 years old. I'm like, because she had a cough for a month? That was crazy. Probably when I think I was playing StarCraft, and I think Sarah was hanging out at our apartment with Rachel, and then I think Sarah said that she had just seen a headline or a story pop up that that Chris Aguirre had, you know, gotten hit by a train in fucking Malvern. She's like, wasn't that your friend or whatever? And I realized he'd killed himself. That was crazy. 1, 2, 3. There was a third. Oh, And then I think when I got that email from Twitch saying that they were going to unpartner me after streaming on the platform for like 10 years, that I think those are my three probably big moments for like, sheesh, your uncle getting killed. Yeah, I mean, he's always on some fuck crazy shit, but wasn't as close to me as I think any of those other. What about Wreckful? That sucked, but I like Wreckful. He definitely has issues, but I wasn't like close enough to Wreckful to be like, oh my God, that's crazy.
And Tiff didn't want to ruin people's Christmas. And that makes me sad because I wish I would have known. I wish I would have just known then, you know? But then shortly after Christmas, I get another call and it's...
Do you think it's more that these people have never been through anything or that they just want to hurt people? Again, like I wish people could realize like how weak their minds are. It's so easy to label somebody as evil. And once you've labeled them as evil, every type of thing becomes permissible. Like that's just how it works. If you've found a way to convince yourself that some person is like on the bad team or something, and then you've got that, they're on the other team. You have this kind of like diffusion of responsibility through a crowd of people and actors who are all also like encouraging you to do the thing. It's very hard to be the one to pump the brakes in that situation or to put a stop on everybody else's stuff. Yeah. I found your clip about exposing Sneeko for viewbotting. What?
I wish I would have known. I wish I would have just known then, you know? But then shortly after Christmas, I get another call and it's... Yes, it's pancreatic cancer. And, you know, and then on top of that, COVID happens and everyone's on lockdown. And now I can't visit my sister.
Without Googling, when did Elon Musk buy Twitter? 2021? No, I don't know. When did Elon Musk buy Twitter? October 27, 2022. Okay, closer than I thought I'd be.
As she's dying, you know, we did, you know, I went up there like I don't know, January, February, you know, like I would have been up there every fucking weekend. And we've
botting like this is cemented with LLMs. It's so easy to fabricate real schooling accounts. Yeah, and it's annoying too because people try to look at like your engagement. Like what? You can't bot engagement either? You think you can bot likes or bot replies to comments or whatever? You definitely can, you know?
You know, I went up there like I don't know, January, February, you know, like I would have been up there every fucking weekend. And we found a way to like do it outside with some distance. Obviously, she's hella sick. So like, you know, she can't get COVID. You know, and she's fighting and she's trying to do these treatments or whatever. And, you know, and then it's just like with cancer, especially aggressive cancer like this, it escalates very fast. You know, she's obviously struggling with her health, but, you know, still lucid and still hanging in there. And then not so much. And it just happens very fast. And so then you get another call and the call goes like, it's getting kind of bad. I don't know how much time is left. And then I'm scared in that moment because it's scary. And I want to like push it away. My first instinct was like, okay, you know, I'll drive up there next weekend. And my mom says, no, you don't understand. Like it's almost time. And then at that point, you get some clarity because it's like, okay, you know where you need to be. And so I'm like, okay, let me pack up some stuff. I'm going to get in my car now and I'll drive up there. And I drove up there and then it's 7 days. And there's no manual for this. Some of you guys in chat, you know, some of you guys have had.
Why do all of your ops skinwalk as you? Probably because they watched me for a long time. I don't know, bro. One thing that I have no regrets. I'm not even going to say it sucks. It's just a thing you have to deal with. Like everybody processes grief or deals with things in different ways. And I think it is pretty evil and disgusting that people will rip like parts of a reaction of some of the craziest moments of your life and then try to weaponize that against you, like you were reacting in such a way that you found it entertaining. Like, I make a lot of jokes about Chris killing himself. Chris is my best friend. I knew this guy since I was 5 or 6 years old. We maintained friendship up until he killed himself when he was 20. I used to drive every weekend to pick him up. That's where I got my massive fucking 135 mile an hour speeding ticket. He was in the car with me. I thought I was going to jail because he had fucking weed on him. Like, you know, we played well, it was just RuneScape back then, not OSRS. I don't know if his account still exists. It was Chris Owns Jew Foo with the 4 O's at the end, J00F00, whatever. Like, I spent so much time with this person. But I've like, made jokes or whatever about just related to his suicide, because I joke about everything. And then, like, but people will use this. I'm like, oh, look, he didn't even care that his best friend killed himself. Or I've joked about, like, me and Rachel fighting with each other. If you've ever seen, like, Destiny says he's choked out women before. Like, typically, when me and Rachel were fighting, it was like a lot of, I don't want to say grappling, because it's not like either of us were trained. And I don't know, maybe different domestic fights look different. But, like, neither of us are, like, punching each other in the face. Like, usually it's just like a lot of grabbing and holding stuff. And I think I made the joke once, like, oh, someone's got to choke a bitch out or whatever. But then people take this as like, I'm attacking women or attacking my ex and whatever. And it's like, I don't know. It's annoying because it's like, if we truly are the evil demons you say we are, it should be able to find something without you having to stretch so hard from some experience. Or same thing with like the prostitution story, you know, like Hassan openly celebrated multiple times the fact that he'd gone brothel shopping in Germany. I tried a massage place one time and I thought it was disgusting and terrible. And people will like just take that experience of mine and be like, oh, Destiny loved the fact that there were trafficked women, you know, working. It's like, whatever, dude.
It'd be in some way. Okay, let me pack up something. And then at that point, you get some clarity because it's like, okay, you know where you need to be in some way. Okay, let me pack up some stuff. I'm gonna get my car now and I'll drive up there. And I drove up there and then it's just, and then it's 7 days. And there's no manual for this. Some of you guys in chat, you know, some of you guys have had a similar, I'm sure some of you guys have had a similar experience. And then it's just 7 days. And the only thing you're there to, I'm just there to just, you know, she would have done it for me. And so I was like, hey, you know, and you're just helping her stay comfortable. And each day it's like she gets a little more kind of distant. And then, you know, thankfully like hospice are there like angels. Like hospice comes and they're like teaching you how to help your loved one die. That's what it is. Like this official process where you just, you're there to, you know, but each day it's like a little bit, she's getting further and further away. And it turns out, and you learn a lot when you're around this kind of death, you know, like a part of dying is withdrawing, you know? And so she's kind of moving into other rooms to be by herself. And it's like, and then she's not eating. And then it's like, and she throws up blood and you're washing a blanket off with a hose outside. You're just hanging in there. Like, you don't know what to do. Like your every instinct in you is to like help the person. Like, You got to eat something, right? And then the hospice person says, no, don't force her to eat. This is the process. And it's just so common.
I feel like they did, man, I really like season one of The Pit way more than season two for a variety of reasons. But I feel like in season one of The Pit with the two old people and then the dad, I think it was a brother or sister, and then their dad, I feel like they walked through a lot of this process really well, especially when somebody's on hospice. Like the idea is like, you've got medical people here. You're trying to save somebody. You want to keep them alive for as long as possible. And like you have as a human being, every instinct in you is to fight death or to help the people around you fight death. And the idea of walking somebody through that kind of like final march is, it's a very just otherworldly experience because it goes against every natural instinct, you know, you would ever have. You know?
Counterintuitive, you know? And then, the last night, you know, me and my other sister Kim, we're waking up every hour.
That was season two. I'm talking about it was the dad who came in from the old person's home. And they were thinking about like doing a whole, I don't know what they were going to do, intubate him and then do a bunch of other stuff. But then eventually they made the decision to let him die. They might have had the dying mom in season two as well, but that was way different. That was more dramatic. That was whatever.
And it's just so counterintuitive, you know? And then the last night, you know, me and my other sister Kim, we're waking up every hour and a half. The shifter from one side.
Also, like you don't like to see anybody die. You know, like your parents dying is a sad thing. I imagine mine haven't died yet. My grandparents dying were a sad thing. It's sad even when it's like the ordinary course of things. I can't imagine a sibling or a child dying to disease. I don't know if I'm a little autistic about this, so I feel differently. Like when I think of Christopher, I think of Reckful dying of suicide. It's like, I don't know how to say this without sounding psychotic, but there's like a chain of events where it's like, I get it. It sucks. It's not good, but like, I get it. But diseases like cancer too for young people, like there's just no world where that's fair. That's just like I don't know if it would feel different or not. I guess if like Nathan were to die of like a disease versus he kills himself or whatever, I imagine both would be fucking horrible. But man, dude, cancers and stuff hitting people in their 20s and 30s is like fucked.
Me and my other sister Kim, we're waking up every hour and a half to shift her from one side to the other side so that she doesn't get like sores and stuff, so she's comfortable. And then, you know, there's like a little sponge thing, and you know you dip it in water and you hydrate her lips and her mouth and all that. It's just like, and you're just in it and you're just fucking doing the best you can, and then you're in the room when she takes her last breath, and it's like nothing prepares you for that. And it was like so fast, you know. And it took me, I drank so much for like fucking 2 years because it just was brutal. It was just brutal, like seeing it and being there and doing that. And then, you know, like, and so I wasn't dealing with my grief. I was like drinking every fucking day. And then I fucking stopped drinking, and then I started talking to a fucking therapist. And then,
how close are you to In Control? Not, I wasn't that close. If I was super close to them, I think his death would have probably fucked me up quite a bit too, because I think the thing that killed him was some type of embolism or whatever, wasn't it? And this was a guy who, like, if you ever saw him for how strong he was, which he was strong, but he was like definitely in the obese category, but strong, right? Yeah, benching 435, it's no joke. Okay. Very strong dude, definitely obese, but this guy lost so much. He lost so much weight. It was crazy. And because I think he had a DVT scare or something? Fuck, I'm not gonna be able to find, I don't know what he looked like later in life, but he lost so much weight. And so, like, I think he literally lost half his weight. I think he managed to diet his way through it. And this is before the Aussie days, before the Ozempic days. So it was a lot of work. And then he dies to some blood clot bullshit. And it's like, what the fuck? How is that fair, right? You did all the things. You had a scare. You responded to it by having a dramatic, crazy turnaround and diet and everything else. And then you still get... You still die from some embolism bullshit later. I don't know. That's crazy to me. Kind of bullshit. They need to patch that one.
Then I found a way to, like, you know, stop fighting the grief. And it was like, yeah, it hurts. And so how could these people that are debasing themselves, like, they don't understand now, like, they probably will.
Like, it's also, too, like, kind of crazy how much death Joe Biden had to go through with people around him dying, like sons and stuff. It's just, was it one Beau or two sons that died? I think Beau was it like cancer for one and like a car accident for his wife? It was just an unbelievable amount of death. His wife, this is a few weeks after he was elected senator the first time. His wife and one-year-old daughter were killed in an automobile accident. Their sons, Beau and Hunter, were in the car, but were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. That's crazy. And then he met his current wife, Jill. Beau went to, I think he was deployed to Iraq, wasn't he? Was he actually or not? But his son, Beau, also died of a glioblastoma, I think, which is a type of brain cancer. They're just not the same, bro. The people on the left and right of this, these people, these are not, they're not the, of the same moral character. It's crazy. It's wild. Between the Democrats and the Republicans right now. When they tried to out, like, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden as being, like, bad people or whatever, for when they leaked, oh, man. This is, it's hard to deal with. When we talk about, like, homelessness, you talk about, like, mental health issues, you talk about addiction issues, it is so much better to have a child with these problems who's a minor, that I'm imagining, but like a minor versus like an adult, it is so hard when you have an adult who might be a child or a sibling that's struggling with something, because there is absolutely nothing you can do. That's it. If it's a child, fucking lock them in the room, take away all their shit, no more seeing your friends, you have no more rights, no more freedoms, you're like, your ass is grass, you're going to boot camp, whatever the fuck, you can do whatever you want. But as soon as they're an adult and they're out the door, you just have to sit back and watch. And then this is another, it's another environment where you have to fight every single instinct you have to help them, because it's just going to make them worse off, because they're going to come and they're going to beg for money. They're going to have all sorts of excuses. They're going to ask for places to stay while they steal from you. It's just like so much stuff. Just Cho's had to deal with so much shit in his life. And you would never tell by looking at it, but he seems like a goofy old guy or whatever, who's always just kind of like walking around doing his shit.
Can I get some help? I don't know what to do.
This is a leaked message. I think it came from the whole laptop thing from Joe to Hunter. It's crazy that Hunter is clean now as well, given the life that guy had, the access, the opportunity, everything else, to see him having hopefully so far turned his life around. Addiction is always a lifelong battle, so it's always a thing he has to keep in mind. But like,
can I get some help? I don't know what to do.
I think this was around the laptop time, I think, is where this came from.
It's Dad. I called to tell you I love you. I love you more than the whole world, pal. Can I get some help? I don't know what to do. I know you don't either. I'm here, no matter what you need. No matter what you need, I love you.
Jeez.
I found a way to, like, you know, stop fighting the grief. And it was like, yeah, it hurts. And so how could these people that are debasing themselves, like, they don't understand now. Like, they probably will later on in life. They'll probably understand, you know, they might get a call like that one day. I don't know. But how could this behavior, like, make a dent when you go through all that and then come out the other side, you know? It's not about that. Like, stop positioning yourselves as, you know, these guys that are fighting these evil, I don't know what it is. And you're debasing yourself with these kinds of jokes, you know. One day, you might get a call like that. And when you do, I think you'll understand. Hopefully. Anywho. Death is a part of life. And, you know, when you love people, especially as you get older, you're going to lose people. How many of you guys have lost somebody you loved? You know, like, it's tough. It's tough. And if you're not careful, you can get stuck in that grief. And you just can't move. It's like sludge. You're just emotionally compromised. Fucking 24/7. You're crying at, like, commercials, you know? It was, like, literally commercials, like, ads. I couldn't, like, watch anything. It all reminded me of, and I got fucking stuck there for, like, 2 years. Dad was cancer last year. You're right about hospice workers. They're angels. They really are, man. They were beautiful, wonderful people that just, like, helped so much. Because this is all they do. They just help people die, you know? There's this death cab for cutie line that I never understood. I always thought it was a beautiful line, but I didn't understand it until I went through this. There's a song called What Sarah Said. And there's a line at the end of the song is love is watching someone die. And I was like, fuck, this takes a whole new meaning. Like, yes, fucking get it now. A lot of you guys are going to get a call like that at some point in your life. And you're not going to know what to do. And you might even feel like you're doing everything wrong. And you might feel helpless, but you just show up and you just fucking do the best you can.
It feels like Hutch's focusing on the wrong thing, like why it's bad, like the bad comments are bad. But what about the crazy stalking, doxing shit going on and the fact that it's been going on forever? I mean, like, that is an issue, yeah, but I think it is, I know that we all kind of just take it for granted, but I feel like it is kind of important to point out the lack of humanity sometimes, and especially to, like, for Hutch, you know? I always say I've never in my life used the excuse of, you know, some people don't like me, but that's just because I tell it straight, because I'm blunt, you know? I can have an asshole demeanor sometimes, and I understand sometimes why I can pull unhinged extreme comments out of people. I still think a lot of them are over the line, especially where we're at today with things. But, like, I you know, I kind of get it. But, like I've said this before, I don't know if I've ever seen Hutch involved in, like, crazy drama or doing some unhinged, like, crazy personal shit ever. It's like, if you're willing to go this low for somebody like Hutch, like, what the fuck?
Knowing that that person would fucking would have done the same for you in a heartbeat. You just do the best you can. And it's just everything about it is counterintuitive. Letting someone die, like helping them die. That violates every instinct that you have for someone when you love them. You know, like it's grown up shit. Been there for my grandparents. All you really got to do is show up. That's kind of, yeah, you know, like, yeah, just being there, you know. Anywho, but I'm okay now, like truly. I can talk about that now and not like fucking freak the fuck out. You guys, you have no idea. We would be watching like, everything reminded me of her for a while. I watched the movie, what's the movie with like the woman warrior? Like fuck, what is that movie? It takes place in Africa and the protagonist is like this fucking.
Is it Prey? Is he talking about the one with the new fucking Predator movie? I don't even know.
Strong black woman with a fucking machete. What's the name of that movie? God damn it. What's that movie?
People are saying Woman King. Okay.
The Woman King. That one. The Woman King. Had fucking fuck all to do with cancer. Like, nothing to do with cancer, right? Totally unrelated. And I'm like fucking crying and telling Esme, I'm just like, it just reminded me so much of Tiff. The Woman King? You know? I fucking lost it when Black Panther Wakanda Forever came out. I mean, like, I was just fucking, it's just years of crying, you know? Years of crying. Everything just reminded, couldn't fucking, you know? But then, like, truly, like, once you get past that, you're, like, a different person. You're definitely a stronger person. Hopefully, like, just a better person. But anywho. Gave my mom her last dose of meds. I'll never forget it. These are vivid memories. I mean, that was a time in my life where I was drinking a lot. During that week, when she would go to bed, I would go to my bed and I would drink. By myself, just drink. Until I fell asleep, wake up the next morning, and then just kind of do whatever needs to be done around the house, help the parents, whatever. And then that was just how I dealt with it for, like, fucking 2 years. And it, all of this, like, during COVID, it was, like, crazy. That was a crazy year. But I'm okay. Like, I'm okay. So when I tell you, like, this shit doesn't, like, how could it possibly hit me the way that all that hit me, you know? Like, so when I see them doing it, I'm like, oh, they don't know. Like, they don't know. They have no idea, you know? It is what it is. Those fucking, and then WandaVision, did that come out the same year? Dude, bro. That when Vision hit me with that fucking line in WandaVision, when Vision said, what is grief if not love persevering? Just fucking lost it. Just dummy cried. The whole time. I think that came out in 2020. Because I didn't know that much liquid could come out of my eyeballs. It was just snot, just fucking phlegm and snot just everywhere, you know? You just give up, you know? Like, it's the times when you cry so much that you have two separate mucus things dangling from your nostrils and you just say, fuck it. You just don't even care. It's just flapping in the wind, you know? You don't even bother to clean it up. There was more recently, there's this movie with Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh called, something Time. We Live in Time, all about this young mother that dies of cancer. And that was like another time where I fucking lost it. But that shit is purifying. That shit is good. That's the good shit. That's the healing, you know? When you just, it all just fucking comes out, you know? You need that shit. Hearts to Hutch and everyone in chat who's had to deal with loss. It comes for us all. There's just no getting around it. You have people in your life that you love. You're going to get a call one day and it's just going to change things. I am not like milking you guys for donations and subs and stuff. So we're going to call it there. Appreciate it. I mean, it felt good to talk about that. I don't know if I've ever talked about it in such detail before with you guys, but that was a crazy experience. It was not easy, but you guys might get that call one day. Very, very, very possible that you get a similar call one day. And I would just, my unsolicited advice is to not do what I did. Like the drinking, like numbed the pain acutely, but it stretched that process out. I got stuck in that grief for fucking 2 years. I would just encourage you to not do that. looking back, that could have been time better spent.
Hutch right here talking about the real life stuff. I think everyone who's lost a close loved one can relate to just how strange your mind becomes during those times. Impossible to describe unless you've been there yourself. I think another issue too is that generally speaking, like an ordinary healthy human mind is a relatively resilient thing. So like you can be injured, you can like break your iPhone, you can fail a class, not get into the college you want, you know, be cheated on or dumped by a loved one. Like, you generally speaking, you can go through these things and be okay. But there are like some events that require like some deliberate introspection. And it could be like the, like especially around death or like serious loss, where you won't actually, like you won't, you can't get there automatically. Like you have to sit and figure out like, okay, what's happening, you know? How can I process this thing so that like random things that seem even unrelated in the future aren't like triggering me and like sending me into a death spiral? And I think sometimes that's why people turn to, I'm not at all speaking for Hutch, I don't know, but like one of the nice things about drugs and stuff is that they work so well. Oh my God, it is a magic short-term button to not give a fuck about whatever is stressing you out. Drinking, fucking any downers, any uppers, any, there's a reason why people do drugs. It's such a free, easy, quick way to escape from any problem. But that pathway is like so strong that like when you start doing that one or two times, the temptation is always there to keep pushing the button. And obviously this doesn't work in the long term. You don't do the work to figure out what the issue is. And then, yeah, you can get stuck in that spiral for a long, long, long time. Thank you, ABCD Karma 99, for 5 gifted subs in Cake Chat. Somebody said, Hutch, talk about something else here. What is this?
It is what it is.
Oh, when his marriage inevitably, or people in here certainly wouldn't be making jokes about.
Oh, this is a different thing too. Hold on, wait.
Let's see here. People in here certainly wouldn't be making jokes about. Remember, Asmongold killed his mom. Feels okay, man. Remember, Asmongold killed his mom. Feels.
We learned the word for this. There's a word for it. According to Claude, it is, quote, textbook transference. This is not my community. If people are making jokes about Asmongold's dead parents in DGG, I think it's depraved behavior. I have no problem saying that is depraved behavior. Even if it's retaliatory, I don't approve. I don't subscribe to the, like, tit-for-tat mentality in the extreme way that some people do. And so if anybody's making fun of Asmongold's, like, dead parents, I don't like Asmongold's content. I don't like his political perspective. I think he routinely says disgusting shit.
You know what? Actually, fuck Hutch's sister. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's fair for Hutch's opinion. I have no problem with Hutch having this opinion. Hutch is correct, though, to call this out as, like, if you have issues with my chat, what the fuck does Hutch have to do with this? It's not his chat. Is his chat making these jokes? It's the goal is to say, Hutch, if you actually care about me making these comments completely and totally unprovoked about your family members, then why are you still talking to Destiny ever at all? Like, shouldn't you have the exact same feeling? It's like, this isn't even remotely the same thing. Like, it's not even close to being the same thing. Also, why do you expect him to have an opinion of this? Yeah.
I think that the...
Kyle Kalinske has said that he won't engage with you largely because of some gross comments you made about his dead father in a video a number of years ago. As someone who is a fan of you, Vosh, Sam, Kyle, Hutch, etc., maybe this shit needs to stop. No, fuck him. And I think I stand by it. I would say that's a different thing, though, than the Asmongold mom thing. I'd have to go back. I don't know why we made the comments about Asmongold's mom. But without diving too deep into it, a whole bunch of lefties got obsessed with Medicare for All. And Kyle Kalinske used this line that his dad died because they didn't have Medicare for All. And I remember him saying that, and then somebody emailed me or linked me, and I think it was like years earlier, Kyle Kalinske talked about his dad. His dad just didn't trust medicine at all. He didn't want to go to the doctor. He wouldn't go for checks. He wouldn't do anything. And then eventually, I don't know if he got cancer and died or something, and he died. And it's like, why the fuck would you misrepresent or lie? I don't know. I thought that was cringe as fuck. But I don't think that's the same thing as what's going on here. Yeah.
I don't like his political perspective. I think he routinely says disgusting shit.
That's just not Hutch's style, which makes him such a weird target. They just hate liberals. Well, anybody that's in my ballpark as well, right? Which all are, of course, going to be liberals. Yeah.
I think that the level of influence that he has, he's like setting back like an entire generation of young men, contributing to just a decline in, I don't know, acceptable conduct. I don't know. There's a de-evolution going on with young men.
Couldn't it be true that Kyle's dad would be more easily convinced if healthcare costs were covered, though? No, there is a... I can't speak to Kyle Kalinske's dad. I can speak to my own personal thoughts on medicine, and I can speak to my family's thoughts on medicine, who were covered by TRICARE for our entire lives with infinite amounts of medical stuff available to them. And a lot of men, just for whatever reason, maybe this is more of a conservative thing, just didn't like hospitals and medicine and all that shit was just kind of like gay and lame. I remember my grandfather's last words after the last words that I heard him say was, we visited him in the hospital after he had his first heart attack. And the last thing I remember hearing him say was, I just need to know when I can get out of here so I can go back to work. He worked at a gas station. And that was the last thing I ever heard him say. And then I think he had another heart attack that night and then he was dead by the next day. But like, just this like distrust, it's not even like a distrust of medicine. It's just like a, like, why go? There's probably a lot baked into it. Some kind of like masculinity thing, some type of you feel invincible thing, some type of the only time you've ever seen medicine at work is when somebody's dying. So you feel like it's all bullshit anyway. Yes. Yeah, so I don't know. You just, yeah. But it was until, thank you, Cherry, for hooking me up with that Adderall. It wasn't until after I started Adderall Vyvanse or whatever that I started also being like, you know, fuck it. I guess if I decided to take this, I'll take ibuprofen or Advil or whatever the fuck. I have a headache. I'm like, this is actually some fucking magic shit. Cause I wouldn't take any medicine prior to that. I remember we were going to do a meme stream like 9 years ago after I got my wisdom teeth pulled out, where I was going to see if we could stream through it without having to take the hydrocodone. And the pain actually wasn't even remotely that bad. And I think those ended up getting thrown away. Fuck. I didn't do recreational drugs back then. I trashed them. Yeah, stuff like ibuprofen and shit is just like, it's like God tier. Like, you have a headache, you just take some pills, and in like 10 minutes, it's actually fucking gone. I don't know. It took me a long time in life to even get used to that. So I can't imagine for a more conservative person.
Men in this country right now, and it's fucking pretty disturbing. But when his dad was...
A systematic coordinated attack in your chat. Yeah, it's been happening on the regular for quite some time. What is it specifically about you that attracts the most malicious, spite-driven... Well, you'll get a lot of this in my manifesto. I'm going to talk about a lot of things. But it's just a lot of like weird things that have kind of come together in a lot of very peculiar ways, at least with this last thing. But like the biggest driving things, if you had to like pick them out of the hat, is that I used to do a completely different style of content. So drama content, and drama content tends to farm certain types of drama viewers. That's a huge one. And then the fact that I'm like a center left lib right now, unfortunately, plugs in a really bad way for online stuff. Because the tankies and the Marxist-Leninists, they all have their crowd that will defend them to the death, right? Hassan didn't shock that dog. He just yelped for no reason. MAGA obviously will defend every one of them to the death. And then the center-left libs, and we're watching it happen over and over and over again, are just hung out to dry, whether it's Slotkin on Breaking Points, whether it's Ken Martin on Pod Suck America, whether it's that poor L.A. mayor, I guess, who's from the elitist Indian caste, doing an interview on Hassan's stream. There's just nothing for... the center left libbers, whether it's Taylor Lorenz, you know, corpo assassinating chorus. There's just nothing
right now, and it's fucking pretty disturbing. But when his dad was passing away, like, I had a line to him, you know, we don't correspond or anything, but we ended up following each other on Twitter, I think. And
Destiny, I work at a hospital. I was talking to my patient. I asked, is there anything else I can do for you or any more questions? The son of the patient said, no. We just want to leave here in the same way we came. The patient was in liver failure and admit. Oh, like acute liver failure, like chronic level liver failure? Or if it was like a short thing, you could cure it and send them out, right? If it was long term, then I think, I don't know what you do for that or how fucked they are. Oh shit, somebody found the original tweet. I think there was more than this though. I feel like there was a video or something I saw before. I don't want to dig back into the Kalinske stuff because I don't even attack Kalinske over this shit anymore. I just hate his political takes. We don't even go into this or whatever. But even this was like, have you ever postponed or skipped getting health care you needed due to cost? My dad didn't have health insurance, so he went to the chiropractor instead of the doctor for back pain. The chiropractor said, keep coming, we'll fix it. A year later, he was in the emergency room. The pain got worse. It was cancer that metastasized to his spine. He died. I don't even know what this means. Chiropractors are not free. So I wonder how much he was spent. But I don't want to like dig into all this fucking shit. Like, whatever. Also, and this is crazy. I don't know if you guys know this or not. But in the United States, chiropractic stuff is covered by a lot of insurance. Most of the people that I know that have ever worked like in a chiropractor office or whatever, they take insurance. It gets paid by it gets paid by insurance.
Had some disagreement about something, and then when his dad was passed.
Chronic means lifelong, and terminal means it will kill you, right? Chronic means it's long term. I don't know how they define chronic, but it's usually brought on by things that last a long time. I think weeks or something or more. Terminal, I think, is a thing that will kill you. Acute will be a thing that's caused by I'm generalizing all right now, but an acute thing is brought on by something that can usually be remedied, hopefully immediately, right? So like if I stab your liver with a knife, right? And you have like acute liver failure, like it's caused immediately, you're fucking stabbed. Ideally you could like cast magic and heal the person. It's like things will go back to normal. But chronic might be brought on by months or years of damage to something. And then the remedy for that I don't think is generally a snap. Usually it's either going to be a thing that's going to fuck you forever, or you're going to have to do something that will take a long time to cure. I'm generalizing a ton right now. I'm sure there are some chronic conditions that could be immediately cured. I'm sure there are some acute conditions that will then become chronic and last forever. But
each other away. Like, I had a line to him. You know, we don't correspond or anything, but we ended up following each other on Twitter, I think, and had some disagreement about something. And then when his dad was passed, his dad died of pancreatic cancer too, I think. And that's how my sister passed. And so, like, I reached out to him, and again,
currently
we all turned to dust. It is what it is.
How long did Hutch drink for yesterday? 8.5 hours. Whoo! Sheesh!
Inevitably, or whatever his current living situation inevitably blows up, like every other close personal relationship he's ever had, he's going to want to chain fuck some 18-year-olds, some 19-year-olds. He's going to want to chain fuck some...
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
Wearing a hot dog suit situation.
Anybody to fucking harass them... I argue about things. I want to talk about why these people are full of shit.
Hutch knows that no relationship he has will last forever, Jacob. So,
I mean, that's technically true for everybody, you know? Bird is floating around, floating in space on a pale blue dot for a tiny speck of time, and then we all turn to dust. It is what it is.
Oh, when his marriage inevitably, or whatever his current living situation inevitably blows up, like every other close personal relationship he's ever had...
How long, not to dig into his personal life, but... How long has Hutch been with his current partner? Hasn't it been the same one for like over a decade? Or am I? I don't remember. I don't think Hutch talks about his personal relationships much.
He's gonna want to chain fuck some 18-year-olds, some 19-year-olds. He's gonna want to chain fuck some teenagers. So he's getting in good, right? Early on, he's investing early, and now he's gonna spend his 40s chain fucking teenagers as a political influencer on Twitch.
Okay.
Just out of nowhere, this guy. That's the other thing too. Like, I, you know, that was one lesson I learned from the marriage. Like, I realized that I wanted to keep a lot more stuff private. And so, like, most of my relationship stuff with Esme is, like, very private. You know, she's a private person. And so, like, I don't talk about our problems or talk about our fights or, you know, like, I'm not messy at all about that kind of stuff. And so, like, oh, God, that was so fucking out of the blue, this guy.
That's what he's lining up. That's what we're doing here. No other possible reason to do this.
I want to use them as object lessons.
Fuck, has Hutch ever talked to Dr. K? I think I've said this before. I wish I would have seen Hutch like 15 years ago, because I bet he's significantly different. Hutch is one of the few people I've seen. I think one of the people I've seen who, more than anybody else, you can tell when somebody has worked on themselves. Like, you can just tell with the way that they process things and they talk through things that this person has taken some time to put in some deliberate amount of work into how they process things emotionally. And I think Hutch is one of the people that more than anybody else I've ever seen do that. Or where that type of work he's done is evident. In before, actually, I've always been like, I don't know. I'm curious. Oh, he did 4 years ago? What was that talk like?
They say, don't be like this person. But there's at no point in here have I been like, fucking hit this person with any... Like, that's never the way that I have ever, ever, ever carried myself fucking ever. So, but he did this. He said, gotta say, I'm not terribly surprised to have found this in the...
I'm not. And it'll make sense when you guys all see it. A-Tract with $3. That's what we in the industry call projection. I don't know what that was. That was such a random outburst. You denying? Like, what's your issue with cropping out the name? Are you denying that it's real? Is that what you know? I mean, because you just talked about it for the last like 10 minutes, seemingly acknowledging that it was real.
The leaked snark Discord logs. Folks, this is online politics. If you're invoking dead family members over this stuff, you're years overdue for extensive therapy. Delete your accounts and reevaluate.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I think if you ever end up in the spot where you're typing out that stuff on the internet, definitely. I'm not even being mean right now. I mean it so sincerely. Like, check your insurance, see if they cover therapy, and start talking to someone. I'm so serious right now.
Asmongold is laughing, people getting fired. So if you said JD Vance fucked Asmongold's dead mom,
what is this deflection? What is he doing? What do I have to do with this? Like, why? How could you possibly justify some kind of a hypocrisy accusation by bringing up somebody else's chat? What the fuck do I have to do with this?
I do also appreciate, I don't know if Hutch did it in this thought or whatever, because the instinct that a lot of people have, unfortunately, and it's hard for me to talk about this because I'm the most affected one, so I have the most to gain, obviously, by what I'm going to say, but like, this is the correct response. It's like, why are you trying to rope me in with this? This is like, what the fuck? Like, that should be the response. Most people's response is like, oh, that's horrible and unhinged. And yeah, you're right. Oh my God, I'm never gonna associate with this guy again. Blah, 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 blah. And like, that is the goal, right? That's what just all these weirdos are trying to do whenever they show stuff. Like, look, you can't talk to that guy. He's fucking crazy because look what his chat says, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I'm not a mod in DGG. I don't have an account in DGG. Again, like, this is what I was talking about. Like, this is just what they do. This is what they've been doing for years. Like, this is the smear that they go with. It's like Zionist, Destiny Orbiter, you know, like Pedo Sweeper, like all these like crazy accusations, but it's all apparently pure projection, because apparently, you know, you guys are telling me JStock was the power user of DGG, like the most active in his logs. He was way more, like literally thousands times more engaged with Destiny than I ever was. And so if you're going to do this thing where it's like guilt by association, well, look at the people that you're associating with in these Discord logs. Fuck you.
Asmongold would defend it. Fuck Asmongold and fuck his dead mom. Asmongold blew up his mom. Oh, wait. The reminder that Asmongold killed his mom by handing her a cigarette, which blew up.
He's not even bringing up Destiny either. It's just like people in his DGG chat.
Like the association we're trying to get through here is like crazy, right?
I think this is disgusting behavior. Seriously. For the record, I think this is disgusting behavior. And I think these people probably need therapy. I don't care how much you dislike Asmon. There's so many valid avenues to attack someone like Asmon. You don't need to start talking about like killing his mom and like all this. It's just, I think it's fucking gross, disgusting behavior.
Watching all of this made me really disappointed in Pisco for being callous and dismissive about his chat. Yeah, it's, like I said, I think Pisco just doesn't have the theory of mind for community management and like broader conversations for whatever reason. I don't know. Asmon called you a pedo, by the way. When?
Per ventilator cinema. Asmongold seconds before pro coaching over his dead mom. Speaking of Asmongold, he's posted a beautiful pic of his mom right before she set herself on fire.
Oh, it was after calling me a pedophile. Oh, based. King. Okay.
Or feels strong, man.
Oh, or was it when he was accusing me of being one related to my court case or something? I don't remember.
Fucking, you got me, bro. You got me. It's a bunch of users in a fucking chat room that I don't own. Said some shit about Asmon's mom. Fuck, now I gotta reevaluate everything. Maybe I've been a hypocrite this whole time. Fucking hell, this is a real pickle for me.
This is your mom and Asmon.
I mean, I know this is a stupid thing to even point out, but like, we would have solved Israel-Palestine by now if all of this effort had gone into workshopping. Like, why does he, we need to blah, blah, blah. Imagine if all of this unhinged, obsessive, personal attack effort had gone into like policy wonkery or something.
Viewer now. LOL, cry about your dead dad some more pussy. Destiny. LOL, cry about your dead dad some more pussy.
Fully unhinged. Just fully unhinged. I would never talk like that. I think this is way too far.
Not to sound unhinged, but how is Asmon's mom too far when the dude is literally cheering for immigrant kid families between? I mean, like the argument that I would make, and again, Hutch is allowed to have his opinion. And I don't even mean that like in an indefensible way. There are some people that would say that you should never like, you know, subscribe to some level of personal attack or whatever. And I think that's a defensible argument. But my guess is, without knowing the date, is that these types of pretty depraved comments are probably being made in response to Asmongold was just making so many crazy comments, laughing at and joking about immigrant families being torn apart. What was the disgusting fucking thing he said? I'm gonna dress up like a Pokemon catcher and go to the border and watch these people getting caught and haha. And it's like, again, you can say that these comments are gross or disgusting, whatever, that's fine, but like, what are these in response to? Like, holy fuck. Meanwhile, what are they attacking Hutch for? Because he hasn't disavowed me hard enough? Like, it's not even, like, this is, it's just such a stupid, like, it's such a shallow, one-dimensional analysis.
Clip, thanks so much for $2. Talking this crazy behind a cartoon is crazy, yeah.
Asmongold, Twitch version of Gerbils, Destiny. I don't want to offend him by commenting on his mom. Okay. Asmongold, how's your...
Yep, I will take the ban, but Destiny, I made the comment during Asmon's Pokemon shit and his good/pretty takes. Take the ban for what? Oh, are you one of these chatters? Well, oh, I think Asmon was doing that too. Wasn't he making fun of Pretty and good? I don't know how people, it must go back to the people's minds just like process things. I don't know how you don't become like a fucking terrorist if you were Pretty's family and you have to listen to porn blow up doll Christy Gnome talking about how he approached police with a loaded firearm. These people were radical agitators, terrorists. And like the video is the archetypical, you know, man protecting old lady being pushed over by evil cop who just starts pepper spraying the fuck out of him for no fucking reason, and then is disarmed and murdered like a fucking dog in the street, with the last three or four shots being shot by the same cop that instigated the entire altercation after the guy's already on the ground, disarmed and dead. It's just like, that's just unreal to me.
What's your mom doing? Hey, Asa Goldberg, where's your mom, buddy? Uh-oh. Seems like this would be the community you wouldn't want to draw from, right?
Asman literally tweet replied you saying this bitch deserved it about Renee. Really?
Probably.
I don't hang out in DGG. I don't hang out in this chat. Actually, I don't. Thanks for the advice.
One of the times you went in on Asmongold was after he went on that big rant mocking Atrioc for getting emotional about the woman being killed by ICE. Oh.
I don't hang out in any fucking chat.
If I had to guess. Yeah, it's weird for me, right?
4 months ago.
And so, what's this here? I can't with these people trying to call this a murder and all that shit. Well, hey, maybe they shouldn't be in front of the car. The thing is that you're never going to convince these people that it's not, okay? Like, it doesn't matter. The only thing you have to do is crush them. You crush them completely. You never go, like, after you say, basically, after you run one of them over, right? Or you shoot one of them for trying to run you over, then you victory lap around it and you send in more people and you do it even more.
Like, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm banned from the site, right? I'm surprised chat wasn't more unhinged. Sorry. If you're making comments like this and just was like, I can't believe what DGG's making comments about me. It's like, the response is not that surprising, in my opinion. And then it's like, so now we're going to talk about Hutch's dead family. Like, bro. Wait, that's not true. 10-minute ads, right? I thought the identities were found too late, no?
Right? It's pretty weird that Hutch would associate with people in communities that do this, right?
I don't. You see me? Do you see Hutch in this chat?
The creator who does this, Destiny's done it directly. No?
I can have a conversation with someone who's done some things that I don't approve of.
This is fucking insane. The idea that she was a domestic terrorist trained to use her vehicle and not a scared mother of three is fucking crazy.
That's wild, dude, that they had no problem coming out and saying all these things before they even knew anything about who got killed. They didn't know anything about these people. And they were out there, Trump and everybody else, calling them domestically trained terrorists, professional terrorist agitators, activists.
In glove box. It's fucking crazy. The first shot, he's already out of the way. But by the third shot, it is fucking crazy. That is a kill shot into a fucking mother's car. There has to be a higher standard for the people in masks with guns.
Oh, holy shit. That's my YouTube editor.
Guns that have been trained than the mom in the car. And I talk about this a lot. I try to get points across to people that have different values than me. Okay? I understand people are often talking past each other. Some people value certain things differently. Okay? But if you are somebody who feels like you have a fucking don't tread on me bumper sticker, I don't see how you've suddenly gone from this to supporting a masked militia of the government killing people. I don't get it.
Watch the Atrioc video. Oh, it was pathetic. I saw it. He didn't cry as much as he did when he got exposed for paying for AI porn of his friend's girlfriends, though. Maybe a little bit of character development there. How pathetic. Yeah, remember that? I do. I remember that. And so, yeah, had to do a whole apology with his wife or his girlfriend there right next to him. He took a break from the internet. I mean, he makes good content, but I don't want to hear any virtue signaling from Atrioc. Pack it up, buddy. Pack it up. He got emotionally manipulated. He actually said it four times, which...
Even back then, I wonder how long Asmongold's been doing this. He's just scrolling Twitter for his news. Months and months of mind rot. Like, talk about manipulation, bro.
This is the exact right amount of reparations you need for retards. Not joking, you know it from running WoW raids. That's right. Get out of the fire, step out of the fire, move out of the fire, move away from the fire. And then they're like, oh!
I wonder what he's doing right now.
It's too distorted.
Oh.
Let's see here if I can find the rest
on the
of this.
For
oh,
you
my
page.
Butcher. Yeah, let's see here if I can find it. Oh, my God.
At least we're on a hype train,
completely
guys.
Completely world's richest man walks in the White House wearing a Dark Homelander hat. Yeah, it's just so fucking embarrassing. So, by the way, it looks like Frogan.
Actually, I have a really good email for this. Sorry, because somebody just made this comment in chat. Gisticles comparing DGD's sporadic emotional reactions to Asmongold's disgusting behavior to his Discord's obsessive behavior towards you and everyone around you, which is what triggers their unhinged comments about Hutch. These two things speak towards what makes both communities different. I guess it's more politics related. It applies here too, though. I don't know if the emailer connects them, but I got this one day ago, yesterday. On standards or the adult in the room problem. Hey, Destiny, going to send a slightly schizo email. The snark leaks and your talk about the funnel helped put some pieces in my head on why the levels of treatment are so different. I've been thinking about it as the kid slash adult in the room dynamic, where a third party holds one side to the standard of adult and the other to kid. The way they are viewed and talked about is almost like a force of nature. They behave as the wind blows, innocent, no thought, rhyme, or reason. Pointing to bad behavior or any specific circumstance is hand-waved as, what do you expect? The third party may acknowledge the bad behavior, but will never allow that to inform the adult's behavior. Ultimately, this is an infantilization of this party. There is nothing they can do to change how they act, so they can't be held accountable. If this was in relation to an actual toddler, this makes sense and is correct. That is the part that makes it such a mindfuck, because this is not applied to actual kids. This is used to excuse adults. This allows these people to avoid all moral agency and, in fact, act immorally. The most insidious part left out is why this applied to children. Because they have no moral agency and are excused in this way. They do not have any real power or authority. A child throws a tantrum and says, I hate you, Dad, for not getting ice cream. The parent, or the adult, gives them space to return and forgives the outburst. The child is not given control of the family's finances and bankrupts by buying all the ice cream. A parent that gives a child that kind of control would be viewed as a terrible parent and deserving of the ruin that comes. This is the part that is never fully applied when this argument style is employed. If the other party is a child that cannot be blamed or held to account for acting in their childish nature, well, then they should not have control or power or say in anything. They should be treated as children and removed from levers of power. Yet, if this is even hinted at, you get people acting against you that would Yet if this is even hinted at, you get people acting against you would imply stripping away at adults, say, or vote, etc. People would say that you are talking about stripping away adults. Okay. But you slash I am not saying that. You're pointing out that the clear and obvious logic of this argument. The clear examples of this are Trump and Republicans. I would argue you're also seeing this with the snarkers and how people like Hutch, Connor, and Wick respond. Now, they aren't doing this necessarily intentionally. This leads to the most important pillar for those that wear this defense as a shroud, is maintaining the environment slash perception. I would argue for the Hutches and Wicks that they are anchored to this view because of the media ecosystem of the past decade plus. It does feel like retribution and a huge escalation to insist that a child be treated the same as adults, read Democrats or liberals, etc. They are having a visceral reaction at that because this mind rot has so deeply seeped into the public consciousness. One benefit for the snark leaks is that it helps shatter the illusion of the child, as in they are not just acting in their innocent nature, but this is a deliberate and intentionally planned thing to weaponize that position of weakness to attack infinitely. One tie into this reminds me of every time you see these people say this, they always say this. Why are you attacking smaller creators? Why are you attacking smaller creators? Why are you going after these guys are going after smaller creators? Why the fuck does that even matter? Why would that? I thought about this before, and my usual defense to this was to say, you might be a smaller creator, but you're a smaller creator in an avalanche of attacks I'm getting. But the actual answer is, who the fuck cares if you're a smaller creator? If you do or say some fuck shit about me, I should get to say some fuck shit about you. I don't give a fuck if you're a smaller creator. Why the fuck would that even enter into my mind? Ignoring the fact that it's also, you are part of a larger avalanche and a larger movement of people, that the largest members are deliberately trying not to take part in so that they can always use that excuse, you know? I think Republicans have been able to play this game too. See the Democrat bad flowchart. In part, the buffoonishness and stupidity of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Boebert, and Trump helped to sell the illusion that they are just throwing toys in the playpen with no real malice or objective. Seeing what happened with ICE in Minneapolis was very damaging to this illusion to the general public because the media actually covered the malice and intentional harm the Trump admin was causing. It was a natural top of the funnel, as you have described. This is one of the big reasons why ICE has backed down a lot, pushed so hard on the narrative for Renee Good and Alex Preti being the real bad guys. I separated out Connor because his conversation with Queeman and then Dan made me think that he is too close to the snarker side. I haven't watched this conversation yet, I don't think I watched this. He basically hand-waved the leaks when talking to Queeman and then grilled Dan hard. At one point, even saying to Dan, if you lie to me, I won't trust you again, or something like that. This is a perfect little microcosm of the kid slash adult in the room. Queeman and the snarkers are kids doing whatever stuff, but Dan and Destiny, they are real mature people who should know better. So the standard only exists for you and Dan, and the snarkers are going to snark. What can you do about it? LOL. it is similar to the line that you've used, quote, you just don't think Trump is that bad, end quote. If you read all this, thank you, and hope this helps flesh out the ideas with you as it has with me.
It's not the same thing as being like in a shared online space and then, you know, participating with this person and doing like targeted harassment and all these other crazy shit that they do. Not the same thing. It's not even in the fucking same universe. And they know this. I don't, maybe he's filled with shame for being such a fucking DGG power user at some point in his life. I don't know what this is. This is some complex psychology going on here.
Could have sworn, man. Could have sworn. But hey, maybe, you know, maybe it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. Like, I think Hutch is fully aware of who Destiny is. Like, all of that. All of that, that he is everything he's calling out right now. He's fully aware Destiny's like that, and he just doesn't care. Right? He's...
I do think it's a little... And I think that the leaks have stressed the fuck out of these guys a lot. And so now they're starting to make... I don't know if you'd call these strategic errors or whatever, but you're not supposed to be this forward with how desperately you're trying to connect Hutch to me or my chatters. Like, this is... It's a pretty dumb sell here. Like, it's pretty obvious what's going on, you know?
Not that I don't care. I don't associate with, like, that kind of behavior.
Scurrying is a good term, yeah.
Just don't. I don't co-sign it. I don't, you know.
Dumbass logistical clip. What? Have we not watched all these? What?
Tell his audience.
So, Hutch would rather have, like, totally morally reprehensible people around him who go, Hutch, you're really smart and valid, right? Hutch would love...
It's so funny that he's accusing me of doing this to Hutch when this is what they've all done intentionally to Pisco. And you can find, I don't have them bookmarked, but you can find the post on Kiwi Farms where they're like, Pisco's always been the much smarter person, and Pisco's so much smarter than Destiny. He knows so much more. Like, this is exactly what they did to Pisco to try to ingratiate themselves in with Pisco's community.
People around him who go, Hutch, you're really smart and valid, right? Hutch would love Hitler over his mom if his mom was mean to him, and...
Like, this is, it's so much projection. The reality is that if Hitler would make a tweet disavowing me and calling me a pedophile, these guys would have Hitler in the Snark server. That's the actual reality of it, right?
Let's just marinate on that one real quick. You know what? I'm not even going to play a video.
They have people tweeting a screenshot of New being in Loner Box chat in DGG. Of New? Who's that? I don't know. Was that a typo?
I'm going to go pee real
Of me. Captain Dan. Okay.
Real quick, and I want you guys to just marinate on what he just said. I'll be right back.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.